Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of State of the Union right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. When you get informed and you sit down and have a conversation with, I know you've heard this from me a million times. Some of you are going like, shut up, stop saying it. I have to say it because I still hear people out there speaking. I've sat at a table with somebody else who is on the quote-unquote right, along with me, agrees with me, and we're sitting there with somebody on the left, and I'm listening to this person on the right talk, and I'm going, wait a minute, your facts are all wrong. Stop it. You're making us look like fools, and we don't need help. Now, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but we don't need help. We can do, what's that lady say? We can do bad all by ourselves. Right? Ain't that hard. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Apparently, Joe the Babbler, right, Joey B, he had some problems when he was asked if he was running in 2024. Take a listen.
Are you saying that you would be taking part in our upcoming election in 2024?
Well, I'll either be Roland Egg or, you know, being the you know, the guy who's pushing them out.
Come on, help a brother out. Make some news for me.
I plan on running now, but we're not prepared to announce it yet.
All right. Well, are you saying?
Can somebody help me? Apparently, I am not good with the English language. Look at. My kids make fun of me all the time. You remember Tammy used to make fun of me because I never said words the right way. And maybe I'm just not getting this. Okay? Take a listen again. This is the guy who has his finger on the button to launch the nukes. Take a listen.
Are you saying that you would be taking part in our upcoming election in 2024?
Well, I'll either be Roland Egg or, you know, being the guy who's pushing them out.
Come on. Help a brother out.
I'll be rolling an egg. Or the guy who would be pushing them. What is he talking about? I don't know. Is he taking up hip-hop and he using all kinds of terms now that none of us understand? I mean, seriously. This is the stuff. I do find this stuff extremely enlightening. Because there is no way this man is running the country. No way on this God's green earth that this man is running the country. All right? And we know it. And I know I say this to you guys. Some of you guys have been listening to me for a long, 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 long time. And you must be getting irritated with it. I know I do at times. But here's the bottom line with it. We don't stop fighting. Right? Is this place worth fighting for? Because if it is, don't stop. It's really that simple. Don't stop. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time. always appreciate, you know, your involvement, the emails that you send me, and when you chime in during the show. Some of you actually send me links. Like, look, I can't read them. I can try, but I can't read them. Anyway, lots going on, like I said. Where was I? I hate when I do that. I lose myself. There you go. The California mom. You know, another terrorist, apparently. She can't take it anymore. California mom confronts school district after 11-year-old changed genders without her knowledge. And some people say, well, you know, that's really not how it went down. No, yeah, actually it did. And it's not uncommon because the law is so much on the side of a 12-year-old in this state. That's how ridiculous it is. So she's outraged after her daughter's school district upheld a parental secrecy policy allowing school officials to offer gender counseling without informing the parents. Now, Aurora Regino said that her 11-year-old daughter, elementary school in Chico Unified, helped her transition from female to male during the last school year, but a guidance counselor kept her in the dark during the entire process, which is illegal. During one of the meetings, my daughter told the counselor that she wanted to tell me about her new identity. They ignored her request and did nothing to support her in letting me know what was going on at school. Now, the board weighed a measure that would allow for more parental inclusion, but ultimately voted to keep the existing so-called parental secrecy policy. It was really a sad decision that they made, but unfortunately, nobody's surprised, frankly. No, really, nobody's really surprised. This is the direction they're going in. They don't really care. The policy that they have in place to keep the situation a secret for the family is damaging. Okay, I want a policy in place. I would love to see a policy in place that would allow parents to know shortly after it's divulged by the son or the daughter. She's now suing the district for keeping her in the dark about the daughter's identity and the transition. Lambasted the policy it's incredibly dangerous because these kids are taking drugs you don't know they're taking. You don't know what kind of side effects because you don't know what the drug is. Right? Even the daughter in this case is upset that they wouldn't let her tell. And it wasn't that, you know, the kid hasn't been taught properly, right? She probably was told, I'd love to find out when this all comes to fruition. She probably was told that her parents wouldn't be healthy for her to let them know. Seriously. So we'll see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. You know, I was debating whether to play this or not, because, you know, sometimes when these things are too long, you kind of lose interest in them, but you shouldn't lose interest in this. There's no way. All right, I'm talking about the mom of an 11-year-old that the school helped to transition. Are you hearing me? Helped to transition. I think I had no right to do that. 11 years old. It makes absolutely no sense. I don't care who you are, I don't care how liberal you are, I don't care what you believe in. This is ridiculous. And there's no reason for it. Now, these are kids. They have no clues to what they want. And if you think an 11 or 12-year-old can actually make medical decisions like that, I don't even know what to say about you. There's nothing I can say about you. But take a listen. I am going to play it out. It's a little over 2 minutes long. So deal with it. What can I tell you? But listen to the pain in this woman's voice.
Don't know me. My name is Aurora Regino, and I am the mother that filed the lawsuit in federal court against Chico Unified for transitioning my daughter without my knowledge. I'm here today to tell my story so parents and the public know what is going on in our schools. Last year, my 11-year-old daughter was in elementary school here at Chico Unified, and her elementary school transitioned her from female to male behind my back. Shortly before this happened, my father had recently passed away, and I was diagnosed with breast cancer. My daughter was distressed and began questioning her sexuality, so she decided to reach out to a wellness counselor at her elementary school. The day my daughter shared with her guidance counselor that she felt like a boy, the counselor immediately affirmed this new identity. From then on, the counselor continued to have one-on-one meetings with my daughter without my knowledge. During one of those one-on-one meetings, my daughter told the counselor she wanted to tell me about her new identity. The counselor ignored her requests and did nothing to support her in letting me know what was going on at school. Throughout her transition, my daughter changed very quickly, was bullied, and as a result, was very unhappy. And because her school kept this transition a secret from me, she was on her own. I'm a busy working mother just like the rest of you. Before this happened to our family, I would have not believed this was going on in our schools, especially at the elementary level. I want everyone to know I want a space for our LGBTQ and trans community members to feel safe and supported. But the policy currently in place at Chico Unified has been damaging to our family. And I am not up here talking about what could happen if you continue this policy. I am up here telling you what did happen to our family. This was a time when she needed me the most, and you kept it a secret from me. I understand that you are trying to find ways to create a safe environment for all children within our district by keeping secrets from parents is not the way to do it. Treating every parent as a potential threat to their kids is wrong. I know it's easy to make up a narrative when it comes to my case. I know it's easy for people to judge and say my daughter must have not felt safe or supported, and that's the reason for her telling her counselor. But regardless of what the people say, I love my children, and there isn't anything they could ever do to change that. It wouldn't have mattered to me whether my daughter continued to identify as a male. I would love her the same. It's a slippery slope to allow any adult in our schools to keep secrets from parents for any reason. The actions the school board district took to immediately exclude me from supporting my daughter was very damaging to her and our family. She was very young and didn't understand what being transgender really meant or the obstacle she would face going through a transition. The school transitioned her and left her to figure it out on her own. It seems to me the district is getting it wrong on both sides. You don't know how to handle these very serious and sensitive situations, because once you transitioned her, you left her to handle it all by herself, the bullying and the staff even outing her. Thank you.
Just amazing. Right? Just amazing. We've heard this from others, where when they're on your side, when you're going rah-rah, when you're in their corner doing what it is they believe you should be doing, then they're all about supporting you, taking care of you, coming up with what you need to survive, to succeed. But when you take a different stand, you're a bad person. You don't know what you're talking about. You're going to bring the rest of it. You know, I can only hear these conversations. If you detransition, you're going to bring everybody down. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. You're going to have problems with this. Really? Is that really what we should be worried about, everybody else? That child is suffering now and will suffer. We're hearing it more and more from the detransitioners. They're not being paid by anybody to tell you why they're detransitioning or that they are detransitioning. Right? These kids are suffering. I'm not going to do it tonight, but at some point in time, I'm going to start playing these things for these people. I'm going to start playing these clips from the detransitioners who are now mad at their parents, mad at the people around them, because nobody said to them, hey, this is what this means, okay? This is what this means from a standpoint of, this is what's going to happen to you later on in life. Oh, yeah, and by the way, you will not be able to have children. By the way, we can't reverse the effects of this. We give you the hormone blockers. We remove your breasts. We cannot put them back. Not really. We can make them look like they're there, but not really put them back. And by the way, you won't be able to get pregnant. You won't be able to have children. No matter what they tell you, they can't do it. Right? Come on, think about it. Think about everything they're telling you. And now you're hearing, I don't care if you're a Christian or not, no matter what religious belief you are or anything along those lines. I mean, seriously, think about what that mother is now probably tagged as a domestic terrorist. Why? Because she dared to speak out. She dared to say something. That's how ridiculous this is. So until until we actually decide to fight back like they do, to do what they do, to push back like they do, to open our mouths like they do, you're asking for trouble. You can't complain about what they're doing if you're not willing to do something about it yourself. Okay? Really that simple. And I keep telling you guys to fight. I don't want you to just go out there swinging. I want you to have a clue. Love to know what you think. 855 Real Gino Ramble. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to be able to speak with you. Or in this case, at you to a degree. But we do need to be protecting our kids. We do need to make sure they have the support that they need. And the parents who are trying to support their kids, I can't tell you how many of them I've spoken with that feel like they're out there alone. Well, you're not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give us a call.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. China may be preparing to launch a war against Taiwan, according to the Taiwanese foreign minister. Joseph Wu told CNN that China's military exercises simulating joint precise strikes on Taiwan has the smaller country wondering whether China is going to make a real move on it. Wu condemned Beijing for the threat. The comment on the very same day the U.S. began landmark military exercises with the Filipino military several hundred miles away.
Today we're building on those bonds to bring greater security, stability, and prosperity to the Indo-Pacific for the next 70 years and beyond.
Picketing will resume Wednesday morning in the strike by Rutgers faculty. The strike by 9,000 professors, adjuncts, and teaching assistants will enter day three in New Jersey. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was
on. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Sorry. I read some of your comments during the break. Some of them get me really laughing. I appreciate it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It really is the only, it really is the only way that we win. So I do very much appreciate your involvement. Your involvement with me. Your involvement as a whole. Okay? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, this really is a fight for your kids. It's a fight for our kids. And some of you say, you know, my child's almost out of high school. He'll be out next year or the end of this year, whatever. But you're going to be dealing with these kids. And one of the things I brought to light to somebody the other day was the fact that, remember something, that some of these kids, some of these warped children now that have been being taught all this garbage, they will, they're going to be your legislators eventually. Aides to your legislators. They're going to be people that are heads of these departments that are carrying out the wants and the desires of these legislators. Do you really want these? Is that really what you want? I mean, come on, seriously. If they've got this warped, if you go on, to be out of school, to be away from that stuff, my kids won't have to deal with it. Oh, yeah, they will. Very much so. So, I mean, seriously. All right, California. California's always trying to, A, fix problems that don't exist, number one. And number two, fix problems that they created. That's always, and it's always very funny to watch them do that. You hear them talk about this stuff. And then you realize as you're reading it, wait a minute, you guys created this. Nobody else did. This is your headache. I've always found that to be extremely amusing. So California now is weighing in how to improve outcomes for black students. In Sacramento, the California legislature is weighing a proposal by Governor Newsom. Yeah, see, he is out campaigning, isn't he? He wants to set aside over $300 million for low-income schools. But some education advocates say, well, no, that's not enough money. He just spent a lot more money than that. But some education advocates say it won't do. We need a lot more. Assemblymember Kyle Weber, a Democrat from San Diego, introduced a bill last year aimed at ensuring that more education money reaches black students. But she pulled the bill after conversations with Newsom, citing concerns that it could violate the state or U.S. Constitution because it focuses on one specific racial group. Now, it didn't mention black by name, but it called them out. And I don't buy that that was his concern. No, I mean that sincerely, and I'll tell you why. I have friends up in the legislature here in California. They will tell you, these are elected officials, that the Dems up there don't care about what the Constitution says or doesn't say. They really don't. Because many times they're not even challenged. So they go on the fact that they'll pass the law. If nobody challenges it, they'll just keep going with it until somebody does. So they know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're trying to accomplish in a relatively short period of time. The proposal is exactly what our state needs to work towards, repairing the longstanding harms of inequity in education. There's no, you know what the inequity in education is? I'll tell you exactly where it is. It's these school districts where they're paying teachers elaborate amounts of money, and their teachers aren't living up yet. Look it. We've got great teachers out there. So don't start emailing me and say, oh, you're picking on teachers. No, I'm not. The good teachers know who they are. And there's a lot of them out there. And there's a lot of bad teachers out there. Take advantage of the system. Take advantage of the situation. They get paid and they don't teach. Okay? And if you look where these numbers are low, for the black kids especially, black and Hispanics, where are they? Anybody? Yeah. Inner cities. Los Angeles, Oakland, San Francisco, we go on and on and on. These kids are not doing well. Do you know why? Teachers get paid good money. They're big schools. And frankly and honestly, they don't care enough to make it work, to make it happen. And the proof is, what was his name? Mayor Villaraigosa. I used to call him Villaraigu. And I say that because they brought in a charter school there. They brought in a charter school management company. One of the things that he did was he allowed parents and a community to take a school over if it wasn't performing the way it was supposed to. And they brought in a group. I don't even think they're around anymore. Whatever. They brought in a company called Green Dot. Yeah, Green Dot Charter. And this school, they had 70% dropout rate in this school. It was terrible. The teachers had an attitude of just, well, we're just trying to get the kids through here safely. No, let's educate them. We're just trying to get the kids through here safely. Nobody was thinking ahead. Nobody was thinking outside the box because that's what happens when you get big districts like that. You have big, strong unions, and you can't ask them to do anything. So the charter school comes in there, takes over the school as requested. Right, they're not bound by all these union rules or what have you. Got rid of every teacher who's responsible. I'm just trying to get these kids through here. And within a couple of years, they turned that school around. Their graduation rate was closer to 80%. Not dropout, graduation rate. All right? So it could be done. And it's not just about the money. It's about how much work somebody wants to do. How much you love your job. How much you really believe. You know, it's funny how that, while they're out on strike, they're talking about how this precious commodity that they're allowing there to rot, mentally and physically. Yeah, it's a real tinge of mine, because should you be paid fairly? Yes, but what's fairly? Because I'll tell you what, some of the stuff I've seen, not fairly. The average teacher, what do you work, 9 months out of the year? You got pupil-free days. You get some of the best health benefits on the planet. I mean, think about that. Instead of you people always saying, oh, yeah, you got teachers don't get, you don't know what they don't get paid. Like everybody else the first couple of years, no, they don't get paid well. As well, they shouldn't. They're learning. They're more of a drain on the system than they are a help. But once they get rolling, they'll know. You know what a good teacher is. What is it? And then they get tenure after 2 years. Are you for real? Seriously? Where else does that happen? I'm trying to understand. Anyway, she goes on to say that the proposal is exactly what our state needs, working towards repairing the longstanding harms of inequity. The only inequity is the inequity of teachers not really wanting to teach those kids the way they should. While Newsom's proposal is racking up support from Weber and other lawmakers, some advocates backed Weber's bill say, look, California must come up with more targeted solutions to benefit black students. They're concerned about the stark disparity between black students' academic performance and that of their peers. So if you've got... Nobody will do this because they're afraid to do it. Let's say I got a room, and we even follow a whole class, like in my district or districts like mine, where we are around 4% black, 11% Asian, 31% Hispanic, and we'll just say the rest is other. How's that? Now, if just the black kids are doing poorly, just them, then you look at why. Why is it happening? Is there a commonality? Is there a commonality at home? Is there a commonality in the classes? What is, other than the color of their skin? In that same class, you get 11% Asian. What if they're doing better than the white kids? You know what I mean, the Caucasians. Then what? What's the deal there? You got the Hispanic kids that are doing, well, they're doing well. They may not be overachievers, they may not be underachievers, but they're doing well. So is it all about color? I mean, it's the same teacher. It's the same curriculum. It's the same school district. How can it just be about a color? Newsom's proposal is racking up support. But that's because, that's because there's more money. They want more money. Get more money to the schools. Get more money to the schools. Most districts in California, I want you to think this through. They're about 80 to 85% salaries and benefits, and the rest they have to use for special needs for the kids, for repairing to the buildings, for transportation. Yeah, that's easy. No one's in your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up from the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It seems like it's a lot harder. I'm gonna say harder than it actually is. It's really not hard, but you just can't take on a multitude of issues, and I think that's really where the issue is. That's really where the problem is. Do you know what I'm saying? And so you really do need to have a grasp on what's being said, what's being done, how it's being handled. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're talking about how California now is going to try to find a way to make sure the black kids get educated properly. All of a sudden, oh, we're excited. Yeah, right? I mean, we didn't want to do this for years, did we? Because we... Always, every education, every state wants to throw money at education. They don't really sit down and look at what the issue is. And we've gotten so far where you can't say anything along the lines of, hey, we'll pull everybody up, right? We'll teach everybody in the class the same way. We'll make sure the kids are getting it. We'll make sure they have the real. Oh, no, you can't do that. Can't do that. Yeah, because you don't know how some of these kids, you don't know what their home life is like. Okay. So what does that mean? We have to dumb everybody else down? We bring everybody down to the lowest common denominator? Or how does that work? Why wouldn't we want to lift these people up? I don't care whether these people are black, white, Asian, Mexican, whatever. Hispanic, Latino, Latina. Not Latinx. So the coalition wants $300 million to be targeted at schools with a large portion of students who perform poorly on at least two of the following indicators outlined by the Department of Education. Chronic absenteeism, college or career advancement, English learner progress, and graduation rate and suspension rate. Here's the problem. Let's just, and I'm not saying this is true. Let's say your color is green, okay? And the school looks at how they're administering discipline. And what ends up happening is you end up seeing that, oh my God, the majority of the green kids are being disciplined. All right? We need to look into that. Must be something wrong there. Well, is it really because there's something wrong there? Or maybe in this particular case, the green kids, let's just be honest, right? The green kids are committing the bulk of the crime. Could that be a possibility? I'm asking for a friend. Right? Could be. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. But I want to be able to have real blunt conversations with you. See, if we are truly slighting those black kids, if we're slighting the Hispanic community, and I believe that we are in the inner city. I really do believe that. When you see what's going down, when you see what's happening, right, you see the reading rate. Now, how is it that you can blame the literacy rate like they tried to do in Baltimore and other places, but they couldn't get, those kids were graduating without the ability to read? How is that the fault of the money? How is that there's not enough money to teach it? They're in the same classes of the same kids that are reading and graduate. How does that work? I'm not trying to be cold. I'm just trying to be honest. We're not all idiots. And then you start speaking in this education ease, and everybody's too afraid to ask you questions. I don't. That's wrong. It's dead wrong. Right? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And yeah, the nuts are everywhere. They're all over the place. You ready for this one? There's a new church in town. That's right. Congregants gathered to worship abortion at the first mass of a new church exalting women's anatomy. I don't even know what to do. Jackie D. Forgas began imagining her church of potential life after the Dobbs decision was leaked. Notice they call it potential life. As she watched the reproductive rights roll back across the nation, she created an altar and a new church. In March, the Church of Potential Life held its first mass, worshiping abortion and female autonomy. All right? God bless. At a Renegade Art Literally Festival in Bombay Beach, California, Jackie Desforges, she knelt and prayed with passerbys at the inaugural mass of her new church, reading aloud from a sermon rewritten using the Supreme Court language. The group didn't merely celebrate. They actually worshipped abortion. The idea to create performance art church named to... See, this is how they get away with it, right? Well, it's just art. Not a big deal. No, it's not. She said, I was very bad, like a lot of people. She's a Los Angeles-based writer and artist. She said, the anger and the sense of grief over the loss of abortion rights inspired me to create the provocative symbol of hope. She had recently started creating erasure poems, you know, and painting over or whiting out passages in books and other writings to create a new poetry from the words left behind. I mean, I don't even know where to go with this. worshiping a woman's anatomy. Okay? And the church has male and females in there. I'm sure some of these guys were told, nothing for you until you start coming to my church. That's how ridiculous this is. Anyway, she said she whited out passages of books and other writings that created new poetry from the words left behind. She said she decided she wanted to do something with the draft and kind of write women back into it. She said, I decided I wanted to take the form of a, you know, manifesto kind of thing. A new imagery. A religion that sort of worships abortion and the female autonomy. Now, she combined nearly 100-page draft of Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization opinion, erasing and restructuring the language of the Justice Alito. This is hilarious. This is extremely hilarious, the way they're doing this. And the pictures are disgusting. But this is exactly, remember you, some of you guys said it earlier, it's in your face. It's demonic, it's evil, and it's in your face. Worshipping abortion, worshipping the taking of a life. As a matter of fact, it's not even humane from a standpoint where, like we do with capital punishment, from a standpoint, you at least give them a shot to calm them down. You give them a shot to put them to sleep before you kill them. No, not here. You reach them with tongs and you basically rip their arms off. Right? Then you got to suck their brains out to crush the skull to get it out. Can we? This is what they don't want to talk about. This is what they're afraid of hearing. Why? If this is the thing, if they think this is so righteous, so right, so much of a right, why don't we teach it in biology class or science class in schools? Why don't we show an abortion being performed? Why don't we show after the abortion is performed what you have to do to make sure that you get all the parts in pieces? That's right, you heard me. Right? Because they're afraid. Seriously, they're afraid. Anyway, 855, well, a little late for that, but this is what we allowed to happen. Now, even you flaming atheists, you really think this is okay? You really think it's okay? Now, again, if you can get away from the fact that, oh, it's a woman's body. Well, there's another body in the woman's body. You talk about science. You talk about what the creation, what is a uterus supposed to do? Spit it out if you decide at some point you just don't want it? I mean, seriously. And then they go looking for little things like, I mean, looking for outs. In certain Jewish faiths, right, not mainstream, in certain Jewish faiths, abortion is not only allowed but required to protect the health of the mother. Well, see, in the Christian world, and also the Jewish world, really, it's about choice. Right? It's about choice. You decide whether to kill it or nurture it. You decide whether you're willing to take the chance. How many parents or how many moms, real moms, mothers will go through with it? How many real moms have decided, you know what? The doctor said that I could lose my life. I'm willing to take a shot. All right? The baby's going to come out deformed or have this wrong or that wrong or going to have this issue. I'm going to have it anyway. I can't. Story after story after story. You can find these. Students for Life, for instance. Right? There are so many organizations out there where you can find these stories over and over and over again about successes in these births when they were told to give it up. You won't hear that, though, in mainstream media. Hey, Joe Vecino, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.